Christmas is a wonderful time of the year.
圣诞节是一年中非常美好的一段时间。
During this time, we have family gathering together.
在这一段时间里头，我们有家庭团聚。
And then we become extraordinarily generous to one another.
而且圣诞节期间，我们也似乎比往常更加的慷慨对待每一个人。
The other day, I was in a bank.
有一次我在银行。
And then I saw just yesterday, the customer was shaking hands with the bank teller.
我看见顾客和这个银行的职员互相握手。
How many times you see the customers shaking hands together with the bank tellers?
我们不经常见顾客会跟银行的职员互相的握手。
And then we give cheerful greetings to one another.
他们也兴致勃勃地互相问候。
People give gifts to postmen, to neighbors, teachers.
这段时间我们也会给邮差，也会给邻居，给我们一些朋友给他们一些礼物。
And then during Christmas, we have the children's choir.
在圣诞节的时候，我们也有儿童诗班。
And then we see a lot of friends who show up on Christmas.
我们也有很多的朋友会在圣诞节期间再次团聚。
Wouldn't it be nice if every day is Christmas? We have Christmas year round.
如果我们每一天都是圣诞节，该有多好！我们可以周年庆祝圣诞。
But if you really think about it,
但是你仔细想一想
，we can have Christmas year round if we remember what Christmas is all about.
实际上，如果我们能够想起圣诞节真正的意义是什么的话，我们真的可以每一天都过圣诞节。
When we think about Christmas, Christmas is about the birth of God's Son, Jesus Christ.
当我们思想圣诞节的时候，我们知道圣诞节是神的儿子耶稣基督降生的时候。
And he's come on this earth to become the savior of the world.
他来到这个世界上是来拯救世界的。
Just like the scripture says, today in the town of David, a savior has been born.He is Christ the Lord.
就像经文所说，今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Christmas is about our Savior has been born.
圣诞节的意义就是我们的救主降生了。
So since Christ has been born, then he is our Savior of our life all year round.
因为耶稣基督降生了，他也应该是我们一年三百六十天每一天的救主。
The meaning of Christmas is much more than just one month in a year.
也就是说，圣诞节的意义不仅仅是十二月这一个月。
We can celebrate Christmas year round as long as we can celebrate Christ in our life.
如果我们愿意在我们的生命中纪念耶稣基督，我们就可以一年三百六十天都有圣诞节。
Today I'm going to give you three reasons that we can celebrate the meaning of Christmas year round.
今天我就这个题目讲三个理由，为什么我们可以周年纪念圣诞。
First is we can celebrate Christmas year round because Christ is with us year round.
第一个理由是因为耶稣基督在一年三百六十天中都会与我们同在，所以我们能够每一天都庆祝圣诞节。
The Gospel of Matthew explained the birth of Jesus is to fulfill an Old Testament prophecy.
在马太福音中说，耶稣基督的降临是为了完成旧约的预言。
Says the Virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son.And they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
经上说，童女要怀孕生子，人们要称他名为以马内利，也就是说，神与我们同在。
Jesus is God with skin.
耶稣基督是降世为人的神。
When we worship Jesus, we worship God.
我们敬拜耶稣基督，也就是敬拜神。
When we see Jesus, we see God.
我们见耶稣，就是见神。
In the Gospel of John, it says the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
约翰福音第一章说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
This verse can be translated as God took on skin and pitched his tent to dwell among us.
这段经文的另外一种翻译也可以是神成了人身，在我们中间扎起了帐篷，住在我们中间。
So is God still with us today?
那么问题是神是不是还与我们在一起？
Of course, he is still with us today.
当然他与我们在一起。
So we can praise God when we are happy.
所以当我们高兴的时候，我们可以赞美神。
And we can pray to God when we are sad.
当我们忧伤的时候，我们可以向神祷告。
And we can do this any day of the year.
这个事情我们任何时候都可以做。
Because the Bible says Jesus is Emmanuel, meaning God with us.
因为圣经说耶稣是以马内利，
是神与
我们同在。
So let us stop and thank God.
所以我们应该感谢神。
Our heavenly God, Father in heaven, thank you for being with us every day through your Son Jesus.
我们要说，我们在天上的父，感谢你每一天通过你的爱子耶稣基督与我们同在。
The second reason we can celebrate Christmas year round is because everyone can come to Christ.
我们第二个原因可以在每一年每一个时候都庆祝耶稣，是因为任何人都可以亲近耶稣基督。
It doesn't matter whether you are Jew or Gentile.
无论你是犹太人还是外邦人。
Black or white.
无论你是
old
黑人还是
young,
白人，年轻的还是年长的。
Male or female.
男的还是女的。
Rich or poor.
富有的还是贫穷的。
Anyone and everyone can come to Jesus.
任何人都可以来到耶稣基督面前。
How do I know this?
我怎么知道的呢？
Because when God sent his son to this world, he gave us a sign.
因为当神将他的爱子送到这个世界的时候，他给了我们一个意象。
记号。
You
will find, the angel told the shepherds, you will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
天使对牧羊人说，你们要看见一个婴孩包着布，卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
When the angel told the shepherds to look for this newborn king,
当天使对牧羊人说，去寻找这样一个婴孩的时候，
They said, go to the town of David, Bethlehem.
他们说你到大卫的城，伯利恒去。
I'm sure during that time in Bethlehem, there must be more than one baby.
我们肯定地说，在那个时候，在伯利恒城里不只有一个婴孩降生。
But how can the shepherds know for sure they come to Christ?
但这些牧羊人怎么就能够确定那一定是能够找到耶稣呢？
So the angel told them, I will give you a sign. Go to look for a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
所以天使说，我给你一个记号，你去找一个婴儿包着布，卧在马槽里。
What is a manger?
马槽是什么意思呢？
A manger is a feeding trough for the animal.
马槽是用来喂马的一个工具。
It's probably is a rusty and it's smelly.
是一个非常破旧而且会有臭味的一个东西。
So how many babies you seen that newborn is going to lying in a manger?
这样我们就可以想象会有哪一个婴孩会生在马槽里呢？
But God arranged his son to be born and lying in a manger.
但是神让他的爱子包着布 卧在马槽里。
I think this is more than just a sign to help them, the shepherds, to find them, find Jesus easily.
这不仅仅是一个记号，能够让这些人很容易地找到耶稣基督。
It is also a sign to humanity, saying that, look at it, my son is born in humility.
也是神给我们所有人类的一个记号，让我们看见他的儿子谦卑降为世人。
God wants the whole world to know that anyone can come to Jesus.
神让世界所有的人都知道，不管你是谁，你都可以来到耶稣基督
面前。His son is not born in a palace that only the nobles can come visit him.
耶稣基督没有降生在皇宫里，只有那些皇宫贵族才可以接近。
His son was not born in a five-star hotel so that only the rich can come to him.
他的儿子也没有降生在五星级的酒店里头，只有富有的人才可以接近他。
His son was born in a manger that anyone can come close to him.
神的儿子降生在马槽里，我们每一个人都可以接近他。
In Christmas, there is a story by Max Lucado. It's called ECBC Christmas.
我不知道怎么翻译。ECBC Christmas.
EC and BC are two mice.
对，两个老鼠的故事。
And they talk about that ECBC are two mice that they heard from a donkey that a king is going to come to Bethlehem.
ECBC 这两只老鼠，他们从一头驴那里听到说，有一个王要来到伯利恒城里。
So they ran all over the place in Bethlehem to look for this king.
所以他们在城里到处的找这个王。
And then he went to the marketplace. He went to the city gates. He went to a lot of important places.And cannot find this king.
到所有重要的地方都去找，但是他找不到这样一个王。
Finally, he come back to his own stable and find the king was born there.
最后他们找到马槽里，看到神，这个王降生在马槽里。
And the moral of the story is, you are never too little for his love.
这个故事要告诉我们的意义就是说，我们在耶稣面前从来都是重要的。
You are never too little for his love. Anyone is capable of receiving, will not be missed out from Jesus' love.
在耶稣眼里，我们每一个人都是一样的，我们可以得到耶稣基督的爱。
The third reason we can celebrate Christmas year round is because we know.That our lives are secure in Christ's hand.
第三个理由，我们可以每一天都过圣诞节，是因为我们知道在耶稣基督里，我们每一个人的都有安稳的生命。
Isaiah 9:6 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder."
以赛亚第九章第六节说。因为有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。
Our Lord Jesus will not remain to be a helpless baby forever.
因为耶稣基督不会永远是一个软弱无助的孩子。
He will be the powerful governor of the world.
他要掌管整个世界。
Last month of this year, we witnessed the most amazing election of Donald Trump as the President of the United States.
上一个月，我们见证了在美国所有选举历史中最重要的一次选举， Donald Trump 当选为美国的总统。
Yet, despite all this amazing result, we know that Donald Trump's presidency will not last.
不管这样的一个选举是多么的不可思议，但是我们也知道 Donald Trump 本人也只会在他的界内。
Yet, the Bible says Jesus will be the ultimate ruler and judge of the world.
但是圣经说耶稣基督将是最终统治世界的王。
He will be called Wonderful Counselor，
他被称为奇妙策士，
Mighty God， Everlasting Father， The Prince of Peace，
全能的神、
永恒的父，
和平的君。
He will carry on all this wonderful name because one day he will reign and rule the world.
他有这么多美好的名称，是因为总有一天他要掌管这个世界。
Jesus Christ was born 2,000 years ago.
耶稣基督在2000多年以前降生。
He grew up and he died for us on the cross to be the savior of the world.
他长成人，但是为了我们，为了拯救世界而死在十字架上。
Today he is in heaven at the right hand of the heavenly Father.
现在他在天上，坐在父神的右面。
Yet the Bible said one day he will return. He will come back as King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
但是圣经说，有一天耶稣基督将以万王之王的身份回到这个世界。
Today.In our world that is full of confusion and violence and injustice.
在这个充满困惑暴力和不公正的时代。
This ought to give us eternal hope and a cause to celebrate.
耶稣基督给了我们永恒的盼望和我们庆祝的原因。
We know that our destiny is secure in Christ's hand.
我们知道我们在耶稣基督里的路是安全的。
No matter what 2017 will bring,
不管2017年会带给我们什么，
Christmas reminds us that God is with us.
但是圣诞节再次提醒我们，神与我们同在。
He cares for all of us.
神关心我们每一个人。
And our destiny is secureIn His mighty hand,
我们在神全能的手中有着安全的道路。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our heavenly Father, we give you thanks for everything.
我们天上的父，我们将所有你给我们的，我们献上我们的感谢。
For Christmas.We thank you for the birth of your Son Jesus.
为了圣诞节，我们感谢你将你的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
For the Holy Spirit who are with me, with us, every day, anywhere.
我们也感谢你给我们圣灵，能让我们在任何时刻、任何地方都与你的圣灵同在。
So we come to give you thanks.And a heartfelt gratefulness.
我们充满感谢的来到你的面前。
Thank you for emptying out Jesus to be with us.
我们感谢你能让我们心中有耶稣基督常住。
May Jesus always live in our hearts.
求你让耶稣基督任何时候都住在我们每一个人的心中。
So that we can live every day.With hope and with confidence, and then we can experience your love and peace in our life.
以至于我们每一天都有希望，有信心，我们也能够经历你给我们的爱。
And indeed, we can celebrate Christmas year round.
我们也确实可以一年360天，每一天庆祝圣诞节。
Our Lord Jesus, you promised to bear our burden and carry our yoke together.
我们的主耶稣基督，你曾经应许你要担负我们的重担，负我们的轭，和我们一起。
So we come before you with all our worries, our burdens. May you give us peace.
所以我们也带着我们的劳苦重担来到你的面前，求你给我们平安。
May this, as we conclude this year.And we look forward to year 2017. We can look with confidence and also with a renewed hope that you are with us.
在这个辞旧迎新的时刻，我们也希望在新的一年里，我们 能够经历你给我们的希望。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢你，我们的神。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.